Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The last time the Blackhawks met the Chicago Steel was at the end of February in 2021 on home ice. Waterloo rallied from a three-goal third-period deficit to win that game in overtime 7-6. Tonight, they did the same thing except without the overtime and not quite as much scoring. The Blackhawks come back from three down in the third for a 5-4 win at Fox Valley Ice Arena. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. All Chicago in the opening period in terms of the goals that were scored, even though Waterloo had nearly twice as many shots. The Steel broke through on the power play at 9-12 when Max Celebrini dodged a defender, moved to the slot, and lifted a shot under the crossbar. The power play goal assisted by Nick Moldenauer and Quinn Finley, and the Steel were up 1-0, and it didn't stay that way long. 2-0 less than 2 minutes later. At 11:02, Chicago got a goal in transition coming up the rink with a feed to Michael Emerson, who banged the puck inside the post just to the left of Jack Spicer. Emerson's goal assisted by Jack Harvey and Nick Moldenauer, his second point of the game. Waterloo got one back after a successful penalty kill in the middle stages of the second period. But here's Celebrini on right wing. Pocket picked by O'Connell. Fed it the other way. Erdman out of the box into the offensive zone. Has a step. Gets a shot away, but it clears the crossbar. Hits the end glass. Pionk clips it up the glass for O'Connell. Spins it to the slot. A shot by Brown. He scores! Caden Brown gets the feed from Gavin O'Connell. And here come the Hawks at 10:53 of the second period after the successful penalty kill. Caden Brown with 7 games as a Blackhawk prior to tonight and a point in each of them make it 8-for-8. With the first Blackhawk goal, unofficially the assists on that score to Aaron Pionk and Gavin O'Connell. But Chicago went right back to the offensive side of the ice with a couple of more goals in the minutes that followed. Skating 4-on-4 at 12:08, Charlie Major capitalized. Beautiful pass by Chris Delaney, who was speeding up left wing. Major had gotten to the opposite side of the crease, and Delaney found him. Major with a tap-in goal on Delaney's setup at 12:08, also an assist to Anthony Dowd on the play. Then at 14:51, the Steel made it a 4-1 lead with Jaden Perron gaining control, setting up Quinn Finley, who went to his backhand to slip a low shot past Jack Spicer, and the Steel had to be feeling good about things at that point. Up by 3, a 4-1 count at 14:51 of the second period. They would not get a shot on goal, though, in the third. And it was all Blackhawks in the final period. Took a little while to get going, but the Hawks, with less than 8 minutes to go, got back to within 2. For Pionk, long wrist shot, stopped by Mance. Rebound picked up by Grayson Badger, a rare shift for him. Had a good one in the first period, leaves the puck on the left wing boards for Renzel. Moves in and shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Sam Renzel set up by Grayson Badger, giving the Hawks a little bit of a boost off the bench and bringing Waterloo back as close as they've been this period. It's a 4-2 score. Renzel's fourth of the season at 12:17, assisted by Grayson Badger and Aaron Pionk, and it was a 4-2 game. The Blackhawks did not get any closer over the next roughly 4 minutes and lifted Jack Spicer with about 4 minutes left to play. Still didn't get any closer until there was just a minute and 40 seconds left. Under 2 minutes left to go. Robertson into the left wing corner. Matika kicks to his stick. Matika behind the net for Lindbergh. Hooked it into the slot. Waterloo scores! Garrett Shifsky, the extra attacker goal to bring the Blackhawks back within 1. Shifsky buries a chance on the setup from behind the net by Lindbergh. Shifsky, with his 13th of the season, assisted from behind the net by Gavin Lindbergh and Mikko Matika at 18:20. The 6-on-5 goal made it 4-3, and the Blackhawks were within 1. They had a glorious opportunity to tie it when a shot from the right point by Gennady Chali was tipped by a Chicago Steel stick, went to Griffin Erdman. All he could do was react and made what essentially was a touch pass toward the net. He was on the left side of the crease and redirected the puck between the pads of Christian Mance, but wide of the opposite post, and you wondered if that was going to be the Hawks' best last chance to get tied up, but it wasn't, because the Hawks back 6-on-5 got the equalizer with just over a half minute remaining. And now the puck put down comes to Matika in the slot. Back to Robertson. Now Rinzel, high slot. He shoots. Waterloo scores! The Hawks have come back to tie it up. A three-goal deficit erased in the third period. Rinzel's shot tipped, and it looks like Lindberg got a piece of it. Waterloo has tied it up at 4 with 31 and 8-tenths seconds left to go in regulation. The redirection for his 8th of the season, assisted by Sam Rinzel and Mikko Matika, with 31 and 8-tenths seconds left. And on a different night, perhaps, the Hawks would have maybe been willing to say, let's win this one in overtime. We've gotten back to get our point, and let's do what we've done so well in overtimes this season, where the Blackhawks are 6-0, but they got one more chance in regulation and actually a couple of looks in short sequence. Put off the glass by Pionk, down into the offensive end. Baker chasing, gets their backhander, save, rebound, Erdman shot, save, rebound, Waterloo scores! Here come the Hawks! Miles Hellman! Waterloo 5, Chicago 4 with 12.2 remaining. The two goals separated by 19 and a half seconds, and Waterloo in front for the first time at 19:47 of the third period. Hillman retying Garrett Shifsky for the Blackhawks' goals lead this season. Shifsky with his 13th earlier, and now Hillman with 13 after what proved to be the game winner with 12.2 seconds left to go, assisted by Griffin Erdman and Owen Baker to make it 5-4 Blackhawks. And with just a dozen seconds and a fraction left, Patrick Geary would tie up the puck deep in the Blackhawks zone, whiling away the remaining time and getting Waterloo the unlikely 5-4 road victory to extend the team's winning streak out to 7 straight. The Hawks went 0-for-2 on the power play in this one. The Steel 1-for-2. And in the third period, the Blackhawks outshot Chicago 21-0. For the game, 48 Blackhawks shots on net to 15 for the Steel. Christian Mance, the hard luck loser in this one, 43 saves in the loss. And the win to Jack Spicer, 11 stops on 15 shots, but he picks up his 15th win of the season. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Drill bits and saw blades from Century Drill and Tool bring precision to your project. Made in the USA, Century Drill and Tool, providing quality since 1940. Their products available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks now have won 7 straight, but a team that they have not beaten yet this season is up next, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. The Blackhawks 0-2 against Dubuque. They go to Mystique Ice Center for the first time this season on Saturday, and if the Hawks are going to extend the winning streak out further, they're going to have to find a way past the Fighting Saints, and maybe they can do it without quite the drama that it took to get a win tonight in Chicago. But a win nonetheless, as the Blackhawks have 21 victories now this season.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.